Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. I hope you've been well.
Very well. Yeah, we've had a weekend. Done with that.
We've
and had Monday morning.
We've had a weekend and we had a Manchester United FA Cup victory against Reading. So we can all smile, all of us who wear
well,
the
some
ring,
of us. Yes.
Of course. But let's talk about distressing stories coming out of the United States, and that is of the murder of Tyre Nichols. He is a young man beaten to death by five police officers in Memphis in the U.S. A lot of commentary about the Black Lives Matter movement and also the reaction of police. What makes this this case particularly interesting is these are five Black police officers who are now charged with the murder of Tyre Nichols.
Yes, the video footage came out overnight into Saturday morning. And I mean, it is horrific. It leaves a huge unanswered question, though, about how he was stopped in the first place. He was driving through the neighborhood of Memphis and stopped. And we don't know why he was stopped. And nobody's ever explained that or how that played out. What we see is him basically being dragged out of the car, forced out of the car, and then pushed to the ground. And then what happened afterwards is the brutality, absolutely, of these five police officers. The Memphis Police Department has instantly sacked them, but also disbanded the so-called Scorpion Special Unit. This is the Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhood unit. It spells out Scorpion. 50 strong community police officers in this unit, and they've instantly just done away with them. You think, really? Normally there'd be an investigation because they could be, surely they'd be doing other things that could be good things. But anyway, they've got rid of them because I suppose instantly there's bad PR and a bad rep for them. And the video that's released, I mean, there he is, Tyre Nichols, looking bewildered. And what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And he's the only one trying to calm the situation. The five police officers are whipping things up, and he's the only one trying to calm things down before they basically murder him. These five cops accused of his murder, but also others arrived a little while after and did nothing to help him. They didn't call an ambulance straight away. There was none of, I mean, all police officers have some kind of medical training. Not one of them attended to him. And of course, as you say, it's not a white on black incident. The victim is a young black man, but all those perpetrators are black too. And yet, I suppose the point is the victim is still a young black man at the hands of authority. So there's been, of course, an outcry and street protests. But will something change? I mean, we've talked before, American police departments are all very different. They're not really one big mass of police. They're all individual police departments, sometimes very, very small ones. So I guess, do you go through them all individually and try to root stuff out and change? I don't know. It's a huge task.
And this was somewhat the commentary from weekend protesting. This was not the Black Lives Matter movement was never about an issue around black versus white or attack on white police on particularly black Americans, but on a police system, whether they be white officers, Asian officers, or African-American officers. It's the attack on the system on particularly young black men in the United States. And it very much harks back to the Rodney King assault of the 1990s.
Yes.
So I'm sure I'm going to be following that over the course of the next few days as the story pans out. But then secondly, Israel's gun solution, unease at violence from both sides.
Yeah, the Israeli security cabinet has basically approved measures to make it easier for Israelis, just normal Israelis, to carry guns. There have been two separate attacks by Palestinians in Jerusalem in 2 days, 7 people killed, 5 seriously injured. But this also followed an Israeli army raid in the occupied West Bank that killed 9 Palestinian people. So you've got a bit of, you know, tit for tat, which is just awful in that powder keg region of the world. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talked about a strong and swift response. So the idea of getting more guns out there into an already volatile situation. Most countries in the world will say, let's try to take guns away from that. It's an American-style reaction, is it not, I guess? And Israel and America sometimes are a bit hand in glove on certain measures. And you do wonder, though, allowing more guns into a situation that is already that strong. Wow. They also have new measures to strip any attacker's family of residency and social security rights. So if a guy is done for, let's say, lobbing some rocks at an Israeli army patrol, then his family could pay for that by being booted out or denied any kind of state benefit. If you put that the other way round, would that not seem anti-Semitic? Yeah. The way around they've done it would absolutely seem anti-Arabic. But do you know what? There are any number of issues in Israel, and how you solve them, well, nobody's done it yet, and I don't think we're about to in the next few seconds, are we?
And then finally, Adam, the French are people too. Well, of course they are. Or are they? There's much mockery about after a very daft Newswire tweet.
Yes, from a new US news agency that we have probably all heard about, if not actually used in the business anyway, the Associated Press. And essentially, they put out this message. Remember, the French are humans. They called for an end to dehumanizing labels like the poor, the disabled, the mentally ill, and the French. Stress individuality, not dismissive collective terms is the idea. I mean, they have a point about some of that stuff. Sometimes it is easy to dismiss in a sort of large group. But the French? So you know what the Americans are like. Howls of derision. The French embassy in Washington pondered renaming itself the Embassy of Frenchness, which I quite like, actually. One French reporter suggested that we should call them people who are experiencing Frenchness rather than the French. And if you think of the revolutionary Paul Revere, the famous American galloping through 18th century Boston, raising the militia, instead of shouting, the British are coming, perhaps he should have shouted, individuals who are ethnically Caucasian of European origin, who identify as subjects of King George III, are coming. I mean, much better, obviously.
The red, what do I just call the red coats are coming if you're colorblind?
Ah, but you know, the red coats means that you're taking away their individuality.
There you go. Adam Gilchrist, he joins us again tomorrow for The Worldview. Looking forward to chatting to you then. Have a good one.